Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. The calendar may say March 1st, but we're talking about not one, two snowstorms in the next few days. Meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now via Skype for a look at what's coming up. Good morning, Dave, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
So tell us how this Friday is shaping up.
Well, Friday's pretty good. We have the clouds out there this morning. I think they'll depart, leaving us with at least partly sunny skies. Temperatures this afternoon get into the mid, perhaps upper 30s. They will be melting any areas that are exposed to the sun, which is quite strong, about mid-October strength now. You'll see some melting.
All right. And when does the snow begin and how long does it go?
If you have plans this evening, no problems at all. As a matter of fact, the snow not beginning until the wee hours of the morning. Between about 3 and 5 o'clock, we'll start to see the snow overspread the region from southwest towards the northeast. And that snow will last throughout the morning on Saturday and taper off in the afternoon. It may linger a little bit in terms of some lighter snow during the afternoon, but I expect accumulations at that point will be mostly over.
What are we going to get from this?
So generally, we're looking at 3 to 6 inches across the area from Route 1 down through the 128 belt across most of the Cape and the islands. Now, the south side of the islands, probably 2 to 5 inches, also 2 to 5 inches as you get west of 495 and start heading up to the Route 2 area, maybe just a coating to 2 inches. I do think there's going to be an area which is 6 to 9 inches somewhere, probably south of Boston, interior southeastern Massachusetts. We'll have to keep an eye on the model trends this afternoon. I didn't formally put that on the maps, but I think folks should at least think that there could be an area which exceeds 6 inches. Obviously, this storm sort of popped up 24 hours ago. It looked like it was going to miss us. So I'd like to see a little more data here this afternoon to determine who's going to get a little more than 6 inches, if that's going to happen.
All right. If that happens, it makes it one of the biggest or the biggest storm of the season so far.
That's right. If Boston were to get 6 inches of snow out of this, it's definitely the biggest storm. We don't have to go very high to do that. It hasn't been a very snowy winter. And of course, the beginning of March is often snowy, cold, and windy. So this really is to be expected this time of the year around here.
What's the rest of the weekend look like? Tell us about the second storm.
So Sunday's a good cleanup day. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees, a blend of clouds and sun. A new storm comes out of the south Sunday night into Monday. That storm, again, the track not definitive yet, but we do have the potential for more accumulating snow, perhaps changing to rain if it comes close enough, perhaps staying all snow if it stays offshore. We'll let you know more on that as we head through the weekend.
All right. We'll know more about the Monday morning commute later in the weekend then. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much.
You're welcome.